This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, June 15th. Okay, so all the big economic news is out. The consumer price inflation has decelerated dramatically. We're running at a 4% annual pace. In July, we're going to be running at a 3% or less annual pace. We're cutting off huge increases from a year ago. The producer price index is only running at a 1.1% annual pace. The service component was only up 0.2% in May. So wholesale prices on the service level, based on the producer price index, have declined 3 out of the last 4 months. So that's positive. Now the Fed, when they had their announcement on Wednesday, they had this thing called a dot plot survey, which hinted at the possibility of 2 additional rate hikes. Folks, they're not going to do that. Inflation's cooling off dramatically, and they do not have to do that, okay? So don't let the dot plot scare you. There are some hawks at the Fed, but there's also a lot of doves from San Francisco, Minneapolis, Chicago. I do not expect the Fed to raise rates further because inflation is decelerating. Now, Jerome Powell basically admitted in his press conference that they need time to evaluate all the economic data. So if they're looking at, again, the wholesale rate of inflation, it is collapsing. If they look at consumer inflation, it's rapidly decelerating. We're in pretty good shape here, folks. So the Fed is done raising rates. Now, we had retail sales come out today. Economists are expecting a contraction of 0.2%, and they rose 0.3%. So that's a big surprise. Excluding vehicle sales and gasoline, it was a little stronger. It was up 0.4. But what I like is fully 10 of 13 categories surveyed showed an increase. Okay? So consumers look like they're getting back to normal. Now, spending at bars and restaurants declined 0.4% in May. It had been strong in previous months, but then other sectors like building materials picked up. So, you know, the consumer only has so much money, but the fact that 10 of 13 categories in retail sales improved is a very good sign. So we're in good shape here, folks. We have some green shoots. So we have an economic recovery underway in America. This is a big deal because China has stalled. They're cutting rates in China. Europe is still raising rates. The European Central Bank raised rates 0.25%. They're officially in a recession, okay? So we're not hitting on all cylinders around the world, but the U.S. is leading any worldwide economic recovery. So we're in an oasis. The reason the stock market's done so well, other than the annual Russell realignment, which helped a lot of our small cap stocks, and of course the big AI buzz and artificial intelligence buzz, the reason that things are looking better in the U.S. is earnings are forecasted to increase for the next 4 quarters. So that's a healthy sign. Now, I watch the analyst community like a hawk. And everybody's getting more optimistic. So let's just summarize where we're at. The Fed is done raising rates. I don't care what they say in their dot plot. They're not going to raise rates moving forward because we're going to have a dramatic collapse in inflation, especially in July when they have the June retail sales report. Why I'm so confident of that is inflation went up 1.2% in June of 2022. We're going to cut off that big increase. It's going to knock the annual rate down to 3% or less. Inflation's already collapsed on the wholesale level. So we're in pretty good shape here. So the Fed doesn't need to raise rates. They're trying to engineer a soft landing. That's next to impossible. What the Fed has to do is uninvert this yield curve, period. That's what they need to do with their open market action. And then the Fed wants to stay out of all the political debate, which will heat up next year. So they'll start cutting rates probably in December and early next year, and they'll just stay out of the way, okay? But I'm very pleased with the improvement in the breadth and power of this market. You know, it's improving. Okay. So, don't worry, be happy. That's my main message. The big news for the remainder of June will be the Russell realignment. And then, of course, then we'll enter July, and we have another earnings season to look forward to. Energy prices have firmed up after dropping on Monday, so that's also a good sign. You know, the whole energy market is all about worldwide economic growth. So considering that China is sputtering, Europe's sputtering, I'm pretty happy where oil prices are now. Obviously, in the U.S., we use a lot of crude oil. And it's the summer months where everybody's out and about driving around. So demand should be up in America. So interesting times we're in. But the bottom line is the economic news is out this week. It was better than expected. The inflation news is better than expected. And I don't care what Jerome Powell said in his press conference or what the FOMC said and the dot plot. They're done raising rates. So that's the big news for you folks. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.